The Brady Report. It's almost end of financial year. EFE. And EFE thing you buy at Officeworks before midnight June 30 could be tax deductible.
It's a Wednesday morning. Ender Brady, g'day.
Hey, Millsy. Hey, Baz. Morning, everyone.
Now, someone's very rich, but they don't know it, or maybe they do, and they don't want others to know that they're really rich.
Well, can you believe someone has not claimed their Euro Millions victory? A week ago, someone in this country matched seven numbers on the Euro Millions lottery, $250 million Australian dollars, and they haven't claimed it. So there is a ticket out there somewhere in the UK right now, $250 million. I mean, the interest for the past week would probably keep most of us going for a couple of years. The lottery people have come out today, and it's a gentle reminder. You might want to check your Euro Millions tickets from last week. Someone in Britain is very, very rich, and either they don't know it, or they don't need it.
Or they don't want to claim it yet. It'll be intriguing to see what happens there. Hopefully someone will come forward. Now, Boris Johnson is down to the final five.
Yeah, so they've had the next round of voting, the Conservative members of Parliament, and Boris Johnson has again topped the poll as predicted. Dominic Raab is gone. He used to be Brexit Secretary. He quit as Brexit Secretary, and he was in the running to be PM, but he didn't get enough votes, so he is out. Rory Stewart scrapes through, so too Sajid Javid, Michael Gove, Jeremy Hunt, and topping the poll again with four times as many votes as anyone else, Boris Johnson. This is a procession all the way to Boris Johnson being the next British Prime Minister.
Is there any way the others might just fall aside and just let him go through unimpeded?
Well, there has been a whisper and there has been suggestions that Boris Johnson's camp feel everyone should just kind of go by the by. Can't see it happening. I think, you know, it for the Conservatives, we need to see democracy in action. And having a really narrow membership electing the next British Prime Minister doesn't look great.
All right. Well, it'll be intriguing to see what happens there. You go and collect your euro, and hopefully we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
I wish, Millsy. Have a great day, guys.
Good on you, Ender.